New vibrations coming in. Something on the eastward forest. Bizarre. Right when I was heading home, too. About time this line caught something, though I was ready to decommission it at this rate. Guess I should have seen that coming. But as they say, hindsight is 20/20, or in my case, 160/160. Whatever it is awfully close to the Snake Girl dens. There'd be more there if I got stuck while tracking or hunting. A little late for those Lamia to be out and about, though. Especially since it should be around their time to care for the young. It's not fair. There we go. More vibrations. Yeah, you're not getting loose. Where could you be? Well, you're not conventional wildlife, that much is for sure. It's an ample amount of struggling, though. And I was right. Clearly not a Lamia. You're too weak. Too small. Could be a beastkin. But again, too weak. And not nearly feral enough, either. I suppose they'd be avoiding the deep east side of the woods anyways. Not exactly a welcoming place. I haven't felt vibrations like this before. But guessing by the stars and sink, it should be... No, it can't be. Not out there. They wouldn't have made it. Oh, I have to check the web. Oh. I don't care how likely it is. I need to make sure. Don't scream. Don't attract anything to yourself. They all know. They die if they touch my webs. But there are so many things here I would gladly die for a sample of such exotic food. I'll kill them if they touch you. Oh, you're still giving me those vibrations. Oh, you're still with me. I'll be there soon, don't worry. Damn this forest for this size. Let's get a good look at you. You really are. Hello? Can you hear me? You don't need to play dead. I'm not going to hurt you. If I wanted to eat you, it wouldn't be a matter if you died on the line or not. Oh, thank God. Oh, I don't know if you can hear me right now. But if you can, I want you to know you're safe. It's okay. Nothing is going to hurt you. I'm here. I'll just take you out of this web like so. Surprisingly light for a well-muscled as you are. And I'm gonna take you home, sweet boy. Don't worry, your pretty little head. You just keep sleeping soundly, you precious little thing. Mm. Good morning. I was wondering when you'd be waking up. No, don't try to get up. Just keep lying down. Aren't you comfortable? I tried so hard to make sure it was, but... Well, if you aren't, it'd be so very long since I saw human habitation. But I did my very best to replicate your sleeping amenities. You don't need to be afraid. You're safe. Safer than you've ever been. You precious little boy. No need to struggle. It's all right. You're safe. You're held in place by my arms and legs and, for that matter, all 8 of them. I see fear in your eyes. Fear, at least coming from you, means nothing here. Is that what feeling you must show first? I really did try to make you comfortable, and I've told you how safe you are. Please don't be the bad men, the men father and mother tried to warn me about. Oh, but I can tell you're a good man. While you slept, you snuggled right up to me. You may be a grown man, but your body is still so much smaller. But you did it anyways. All 8 of these eyes keeping watch over you. You know you talk in your sleep. I should know. I'm very attuned to vibrations. It's how I hunt my prey and all. Oh, darling, relax, relax. Deep breaths. You're safe. I would have done so in the woods if I wanted to. I wouldn't have done this if I wanted to hurt you, after all. I understand, after all. I'm still holding you down, not letting you move anywhere, but my arms are still much stronger than yours. Being stripped of your freedom, even if it's so small and base, movements can be so smothering. I know your fear, precious one. And it's why I want to keep you safe, and I want you to know how safe you are. Before anything else, nothing will harm you. Oh, are you trying to say something? Here, let me get that bit of webbing there I placed over your mouth in case you screamed when I woke you up. I only put it there to make sure you had stable breathing. Never can be too careful when dealing with the comatose. Let me just pull that off and... Your lips are just as sweet as I thought they'd be. Huh? Why would I want to hurt you? Oh. Of course. Don't move too much, my dear. We're essentially in one giant web hammock, and I refuse to let you fall. I understand, sweet one. Most humans think that way. And unfortunately, not without reason. It can be so very dangerous out here. And there are no shortages of beasts who wouldn't make meals of you. This includes some arachnids, but I've never been one of them. It's really tragic how innocent lives suffer. Sentience was made to forget their very lives, but the reaction to so It's not without consequences. The soldiers, they all knew the dangers. So did Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad didn't care, though. They cared for the orphaned little Arachne they found. Like she was their own daughter. But because staying in a cave seemed so suffocating, she had to leave. The soldiers didn't know how harmless the Arachne was, but Mom and Dad paid their price for helping her escape. Forget the status as nobles. They lost so much more. It was so long ago. At the Morrow Remains. Please, dear one. I know why you're scared. But you don't need to be... Darling? Oh, you sweet, lovable boy. The forest holds so many dangers, but I refuse to let any of it fall prey to you, or you to it. This cave? Indeed. You are correct. It's far more old than any other simple cave. The tale I told you? The downfall of the old noble house happened here all those years ago. That's right. This cave is in the bottom of an old castle. Never got to see it in my youth, but I know all too well what it was and is. The surrounding forest is so large for a reason as well. It encompasses a vast amount of land from the fallen kingdom that this castle once was the center of. You're sorry? Oh, you wonderful little darling. Whatever you need to be sorry for. Oh, you delightful little man. I understand why you were afraid. You don't ever need to feel bad. You're mine to protect now. You're mine from the moment you stepped into my web. Every moment I spend with you, I only come to love you more. I can feel your passion for me growing as well. In more than one way, my dear. I'll show you my devotion. Just as you show me yours. Now say, yes, darling. Good boy. I'm just gonna hold you here and... Those legs of mine could sever a tree. Ripping your clothes off. It's no trouble at all. Look at that pretty sweet good boy cock. It's already throbbing with need. I think it needs to be fucked, am I right? Good sweet boy? It's your darling, right? Your adorable, frail, wonderful boy. Say yes, darling. Such a good boy. Those delicious middle moans you like? My soft, pale hands stroking your precious cock? Yeah? Tell me.
Tell me.
Good boy. Pretty little moans. Let's stifle them a bit. These silken wrappings sliding off my sweet tits. You clearly like that, don't you? I could tell you wanted to see them. Look at that precious, eager breast is bigger than your head. I made your own silk clothes while you slept. You get to try them on later. But for now, I want you laid bare. Oh, look at all that pre-cum. It's practically streaming out. I'm gonna let go of that sweet cock for a moment. And no, don't whine. I promise I'll get back to it very soon. Now, precious, I'm going to bite you. I promise you'll be okay. This venom gives you... well, it's an aphrodisiac. I want you to pound me for hours tonight. Hold my hand, precious. I'll be gentle. Ready? That wasn't so bad, was it? My darling little precious one. I'll just help seal your bite up. You did so well. I can already see your eyes glazing over. Even greater lust for me. These front legs of mine will hold you at the proper level in front of me. Now I'll use my hands to guide your mouth to my breast so you can suckle them. Let's muffle your little moans. Oh! Your mouth on my nipple? Ah, oh, that's it. Suckle me like a babe. God, fuck. Squeeze them while you suckle. Good. Oh, yes, suck the other one. Oh, God, yes. Drink it up. Drink that milk up. Oh, please, please, please. Oh. All right, darling. I think it's time I take some of my webbing and just tie your sweet arms behind you. There you go. My legs will just hold you there while I move this loincloth aside. Do you see that? Those are my tight, virgin folds. You're safe in my arms. But you'll even be safer in there. Look up into my eyes and tell me something. Nod if you're a virgin too, for me. Oh, you sweet boy.
You're not anymore.
I'll raise you to my entrance. Oh, God. Oh, it's so good. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna start moving you now. I'll push you in and out with my front legs and hold your head to my breasts with my hands. And I don't want you to stop suckling them from me. Oh, good boy. Oh, by the gods. Oh, your cock. It feels so good in me. Your sweet, precious boy. Oh, I'm so full. So full of your cock. So full and so tight. Oh, can you feel that? Oh, I have extra muscles there now. And I can squeeze you with my milk and dry. Will you milk my tits? Oh, fuck. Oh, listen to you groan and suckle me. Oh, you're so cute. Good little man. Good boy, my sweet boy. Bumping me in tight, my little cunt. Oh, God. Aren't you glad that I found you? You could be dead right now. Half eaten and fed to baby lamias or haunted by a pack of beastkin. But you're not. You're with me. So safe. And loved. Oh, my precious boy. So warm and tight. Safe and shoved deep in my warm, wet cunt. My warm milk flowing in your mouth. Oh. You know that spider legs use hydraulics? My legs are so incredibly strong. What's more, is I can alternate the pressure so fast, it boggles the mind. You know what that means, my sweet boy? It means I can really pound you into me. You want to know something, baby? Oh, God. Spiders don't breathe like people do. They breathe through their skin. Fuck. You know what this means, baby? Huh? It means the faster I move, the more air moves through me. So the better I can breathe. Even better, as arachnids can breathe both ways. So I can keep fucking you for hours and never need a break. My legs are so strong, but they will never hurt you. Only protect you and bring you pleasure like this. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. Oh, my good boy. My sweet boy. Are you close, my darling? Are you ready to fill me with your love? Your last for so long? I'm so proud of you. Oh, I want you to fill me with your cum. Give me the hot, sticky ropes. Please, give me a family. I want a family with you, my precious boy. Oh, look in my eyes. Look into my eyes and tell me, and suckle me. Look into my eyes as we come together. I love you, my precious human, so fill me. Oh, feel how tightly I'm squeezing around you. I want you inside my, I want you to come. Give me your cum. I want you to come in me, please. Oh, God, fill me up. Oh,
thought.
Oh, good boy, my sweet good boy. You're such a good boy. Such a good boy. Here. I'll take your mouth from my nipples and... Look at all that extra milk. I hope soon we'll have more legs to feed around here. Now, did you enjoy that? I thought you would. I loved it too. I'm gonna hold you here and spin some thread. There we go. I'll just web you to me. Into me. Your hot cock is gonna be hard for a couple more hours, thanks to my venom. So we'll just spend that time loving each other more. And when we're all done, I'm gonna suck your cock so nicely. I'll suck you so good. I'll wrap you up in my spider silk. In your new silk clothes. I'll cuddle you to sleep as you suck on me again. I'll stroke your hair like this. So pretty and soft, my sweet darling boy. I'll hold you and keep you safe as you sleep. Suckle. My milk will nourish you, keep you full and healthy, and give you nutrients. And you'll live so much longer. My magic and nourishment will keep you with me forever. Safe. So very safe and loved. Not like out there. Warm. Cherished. And loved. But until you get to sleep, we'll be loving each other like this. We'll keep fucking. I'll do all the work, just as before. You'll return to suckling and kissing my breasts. Your arms bound by my silk so lovingly. Neither of us will ever be alone again. I will always be here. To save and protect you. Because today, you saved me.